Hello, thank you for joining me this week on our podcast, The Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. And this week, I'm excited to have Sharina Sampson with us to talk about the engineering survey that each of you were assigned on your Cal Central task list. So Sharina, please introduce yourself and tell us about your role for Berkeley Engineering.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here. I'm the Associate Director for Advising in the College of Engineering. And many of you have probably already gotten emails from me because I like to send out a ton of emails. I've been working in engineering student services since about 2018. And before that, I was a department advisor in mechanical for many, many years. I did my undergraduate degree at Cal, and I'm a very proud Golden Bear.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And we were talking about this before we started recording that the engineering survey is something that you started doing last year. So I think it's a really nice way for you to be able to get a little bit more information about students and give them some more tips. So why don't you tell us more about the survey and what are we hoping to learn from it and how is it going to support the students' first year at Berkeley?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. We created the survey to help advisors figure out how prepared students are for their majors, particularly in the space of math and programming, and to learn more about their outside responsibilities and interests. For the preparation piece of this, for example, we notify students who haven't yet taken pre-calculus to take it over the summer, if at all possible, as all of our major requirements start with calculus. The same if students have no programming experience, because all of our majors have a programming requirement. And we don't want students to feel completely lost in that first year programming requirement because of the fast pacing of our courses. Though it's not ideal to have students doing summer coursework for anybody, this will help make their transition to Berkeley a little bit smoother. In terms of responsibilities, a good example of how we use this is, say, if you plan to have a job in your first semester. Well, if you plan to work 14, 15 hours a week, we're not going to recommend that you do three technical courses on top of that. It just wouldn't be practical. We're going to work as much as we can around those other responsibilities you may have so we can make a viable schedule together. And regarding your interests, we may also make specific recommendations in terms of student groups and our extracurricular activities we think it would be fun for you to join. Of course, that's completely optional. And as advisors, we already know that your first semester is going to be a huge transition, and we hope to use this information to get you started on the right foot.
And so the reasoning behind adding this engineering survey then was to get students so that you're more prepared, you know more about them. So what kind of specific questions give you that information or make it so that you're able to do advising a little bit better?
Yeah, so we specifically ask questions about math preparation, like which math have you taken, which mathematical subjects have you taken in high school? And if you have programming experience, what type of programming experience you have? So we hope that asking these questions will help us figure out whether or not you're ready for those first year math courses, whether if you're ready, if you're for pre-calculus or calculus, or what type of programming course we're going to point you towards in your first year, in your first semester. We acknowledge that though everyone we have admitted is an excellent student, all students do not have the same access to STEM courses in high school, and we will need to start at a different place in terms of our requirements. So we use that form to get us that specific information.
Does this form, and I think that some students coming in might question where they are in math in some ways. So does the form help them navigate that a little bit better, maybe, that even if they're like, okay, well, I should be coming in, I can take Math 1B or Math 53, but maybe I should start at Math 1A, or maybe I should do like a refresher course over the summer of some pre-calculus to get ready for this calculus that I'm going to be doing?
Well, I think if students have already done pre-calculus, they should be pretty prepared in the fall to start with Math 1A. We will be asking additional questions as part of Golden Bear advising to make sure that that is the case. And there are actually self-assessment exams as part of that that students can do to really figure out what they're going to be comfortable with starting with. But generally speaking, this form is really geared towards finding out if students are ready for that first calculus course, if we're talking about the math preparation.
Perfect. And where's the data from the survey going, and how is it going to be used? Is it being shared outside of the college, or?
Yeah, so all of the data goes to engineering student services advisors who are advising the students directly. It will also be shared with those who work on prep programs, and these are engineering boot camps that happen before the semester begins. It's also shared with a select few in the Office of Planning and Analysis so they can pick up trends between preparation and grades.
And you know what I didn't specify earlier is the survey, was it only for Frosh, or is it also transfer students? I'd have to take a version of it.
It's only for Frosh.
Okay. And what do you think that students might learn from the survey that can affect how they're preparing the summer?
Well, depending on what they're telling us, they may be advised to take a math or programming course over the summer. But if students can't follow our recommendations for whatever reason, say financial reasons, it's not the end of the world. It's just important for the student to convey that to their engineering student services advisor after completing Golden Bear advising, because the student and the advisors will need to work together to make sure that they have a course plan that's reasonable for them in the fall.
And so when they make these course plans, are they planning out their next 4 years, or are you mainly focusing on this first semester right now?
For the purposes of this survey, it's mainly for the first year.
And then the advisors are there to help you plan out the rest of the time if you need it later. This is just getting
Absolutely.
You in the door kind of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
And do we think that students will learn about their outside commitments from some of the survey questions and answers?
I hope so. Time management is a work in progress for most of our first year students. Many students come to Berkeley and they get a little bit blindsided by the pacing of our courses because it's so different from high school and even community college. And that can be a problem, obviously, that could be made worse if people feel unprepared. So I'm hoping as students answer the questions, they will imagine how much time those outside responsibilities take and how they're going to juggle them with courses that are very time consuming. I'm going to warn people now that homework will take more time than ever before. They won't be able to phone it in. They will need to set stricter personal boundaries and prioritize their academics more than they have in the past. So hopefully this form will help them see a bigger picture because there is only so many hours in a day.
I want all the hours.
All the hours. Wouldn't it be awesome if every day was 48 hours?
Is there anything else that you want to, like, advice that you would give? Because right now our students are going through the Golden Bear advising. So do you have any advice that you would want to share with them before, as they're finishing out this month of June?
Yeah. In terms of the information that they give us, it's always best to be as honest as possible with their advisor. It's, you know, posturing doesn't help if you know that in the end, it might lead to a schedule that's not appropriate for you. So it's always best to be as completely honest as possible about your outside responsibilities. If you have caretaking responsibilities, if you have other concerns, please share them with your advisor. So I think that's the biggest takeaway, is that the more communicative a student is with their advisor, the better advice they're going to get in terms of how to schedule their courses.
And I feel like students are going to learn about a lot of resources over the summer. And I don't want to downplay. I want to give a lot of props to the resource that is the ESS advisors, that all of you have years of experience. Sharon was saying in our podcast last week that all of you are actually UC Berkeley undergrads. So you've
not
been
all of
through
us,
the campus.
But most of us, yes.
Most of you. So I think that you are such a resource to make sure that they use, and that that it's not a wasted opportunity that you have these folks that can give advice for you.
Yeah, and the sooner you start building a relationship with us, the more comfortable you're going to get for any question that you may have to ask somebody on campus.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Rena, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to everyone for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And we'll be back next week with more tips from students on your first year and first steps as you become a Berkeley Engineer. Bye.